Jared here with you, Kix FM Mornings, and I'm joined by...
Tammy Brower. I'm the executive director of Mighty Peace Tourism.
Awesome. And we've got this upcoming event that I want to learn a little more about, which is the Mighty Peace Geocache Hunt and Scavenger Contest and photos as well. So what's going on with this event?
Well, it's a event that we planned. We started last year, actually, to celebrate our 60th anniversary. And we planted 60 geocaches throughout our region. And they are all over the region from Clear Hills County to County of Northern Light, all the way down to MD Smoky, Birch Hills County, Saddle Hills County, MD Fairview, and all of our towns. So literally you can go and explore our entire region and do a bunch of geocaching.
Oh, that's really cool. So it's all around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And you said we did this last year. Are these the same spots or are these new ones for people to go discover?
Well, a bunch are the same spots as last year. And we placed about 12 new ones in the last year in some of our new municipal member areas. So there's a bunch of new ones that have yet to be found, actually.
And how, I guess, hard is this to get into if someone wants to go out and hunt for these geocaches? I know I talked to some people and, you know, geocaching can sound a bit intimidating, but is it kind of easy to do or?
It's very easy. I suggest that people download the app. That makes it very easy. Basically leads you right to the geocaches. They're hidden, so you do have to do a bit of looking. The game's passionate community is made up of millions of players all over the world that use this app and other GPS-enabled devices to find all these containers. So there's a lot of geocaches in the region that aren't placed by us as well. If you get into geocaching, you'll see that there's actually a lot of hidden geocaches to find.
And what is the app people can download to start hunting these things?
If they search geocache, they'll find it.
And I know on the poster it said there's going to be like QR codes that people can scan to get prizes. What's that all about this year?
Yeah, inside the geocaches, people will find a card that has a QR code on it. They can scan it for a chance to win an instant prize. We've got prizes ranging from rounds of golf, lift passes to ski hills, discounts at restaurants, free passes to pools and rec centers, all kinds of cool things that, and these were all donated by our generous members.
And there's also the photo aspect of this contest. So do you need to be an expert photographer or what do you got to do for that side of this?
No, I think if you're taking photos of yourself, having fun geocaching just with your phone, you can post them on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtags Mighty Peace Geocache and include at Mighty Peace Tourism. And if you do share your photos this way, you enter yourself to win the grand prize.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And for all the people out there hunting, are there any hints, tips, and tricks you can kind of give people?
Well, don't give up. And the geocache app, the people that are placing the geocaches give a clue. So if you need a little bit of help, you can read the clue and people should have no problem finding them. And this contest runs until March 19th. So I encourage everyone to get out and try this and see if they can win some of these great prizes.
And I guess along with people getting out there, having fun and getting prizes, is there anything that Mighty Peace Tourism is hoping people get out of this? Maybe just like exploring their community?
Yeah, definitely. We've included in the information that we're inputting into the app descriptions of each community that the geocaches are hidden in. And the prizes themselves encourage people to explore the different regions. Someone from Falaire might win a ski pass to Manning, or someone from Manning might win a free round of golf in Hines Creek, that sort of thing. So it really encourages people to explore their own backyard, basically.
And that was Tammy Brower with Mighty Peace Tourism talking about the Mighty Geocache Hunt and Photo Contest. Now, the contest ends on March 19th, but after that, the geocaches will still be around and you can still do them all throughout the year, which is still pretty cool. Keep listening here to Kix FM Mornings with Jared Gomes.